Thank you for calling Brian Beerley in the Communications and Marketing Department at Oakland University. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave a name and number, and I will return it just as soon as possible. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, Brian. This is Rick Shattuck with the NAAWP on K Street in Washington, D.C., 202-540-9920. We're the National Association for the Advancement of White People around the corner from our dear neighbors at the NAACP, and doing exactly what they do, and standing up for Eric Wustenberg, who he and his wife were clearly, if you look at the video, they were being harassed by the black woman who was swearing at them, calling them racist, and instigating an incident to be recorded on her camera and her friend's camera to put on YouTube. It's clearly they were trying to provoke an incident. And Eric Wustenberg was trying to back out and drive away, de-escalate the situation, doing exactly what he should have tried to do. And the black woman went behind the vehicle, obstructing the vehicle, which is a minor form of kidnapping, leaned in and then struck the vehicle. Attempted property damage, you could say it is, and pretending to be the victim, saying, quote, "You effing hit me with your car." So I understand that you and the university are under a lot of pressure these days to cave in and always side with Black Lives Matter, but you're not being fair to the majority of Americans. And it's cowardly to ignore what's clear to the public. And black people as well. Look at the comments on the video. She was, you know, saying that the black woman was just asking for it, trying to create an incident. And yes, now she's all out there on YouTube and getting all this attention. So, you know, arresting the Wustenberg shows how easy it is to get whites arrested. It's only going to escalate the number of accusations. You know, remember, you could be accused yourself in a similar way. So please, Oakland University, don't punish Eric for doing really what he should have done, which is trying to peacefully and calmly drive away. The black woman could have backed off. No, she didn't. She approached them. They were not approaching her until she struck their vehicle, and they had to do in self-defense, which is still a right in the United States, to get her to back off so they could drive away. My number, if you have any questions or feedback, or if you disagree, 202-540-9920. It's the NAAWP on K Street in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.